plug and water expert.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Officers with the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department are investigating after a child was killed in a shooting Wednesday night. The shooting reported around 6:15 p.m. near North 31st Street and Greeley Avenue, just north of Parallel Parkway. Police say the victim was outside playing when someone shot him. The child was 5 years old. Anyone with information can call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-8477. And Garden City Community College has launched a new alumni association.
It will support former students known as Brockbusters and encourage new students to attend. The association offers annual or lifetime memberships starting from $25, which benefits include exclusive alumni news, invitations to events, and a 10% discount at the Brockbuster bookstore. The association has also established an alumni scholarship, and an alumni match day is in the works. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at QualityStructures.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Rotational grazing and cross-fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar-powered and plug-in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at ValleyVet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. ValleyVet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced a new program aimed at helping Kansas communities that lack high-speed internet. The Lasting Infrastructure and Network Connectivity, or LINC program, will provide $30 million in competitive funding opportunities to build the infrastructure needed for more homes and businesses to access broadband. The goal of the LINC program is to reduce the cost of internet service, increase its availability, and improve its performance for users. LINC will provide opportunities for increased adoption of the internet by focusing on funding for broadband infrastructure enabling in-user locations with the higher megabytes per second speeds, internet exchange point facilities to improve the overall internet access service quality for all Kansans, and middle mile infrastructure to reduce overall costs in delivering broadband to end users. Entities eligible to apply for the LINC program include internet service providers, political subdivisions, tribal governments, cooperatives, and nonprofit organizations. Projects in higher cost rural areas are eligible for greater public matches to encourage providers to build out otherwise financially inviolable areas. Projects submitted to the Capital Projects Funds program can be considered for these awards. The Kansas Office of Broadband has been holding meetings across the state to solicit feedback for its five-year broadband access strategic plan. And listening sessions across the state have highlighted the need for continued investment in broadband. More information about the LINC program is available at kansascommerce.gov/link. Kansas's delegation in the U.S. Senate applauded the Senate's passage of legislation that nullifies the listing of the lesser prairie chicken as a threatened species, as Kansas State's representation in Washington pushed back on the bird's listing under the Endangered Species Act, citing a negative economic impact on the state. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas sponsored a measure repealing federal protections for the rare prairie bird that's found in parts of the Midwest and Southwest, including one of the country's most prolific oil and gas fields. And Representative Tracy Mann of Kansas led companion legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives. Senator Marshall said in November, when speaking out against a decision from the Biden administration to list the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act, that listing the lesser prairie chicken will hurt Kansas's economy, hinder oil and gas independence, increase utility costs, and prevent the development of renewable energy in prime western Kansas locations. The lesser prairie chicken's range covers a portion of the oil-rich Permian Basin along the New Mexico-Texas state line and extends into parts of Colorado, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Environmentalists have long sought stronger federal protections for the bird, which they consider severely at risk due to oil and gas development, livestock grazing and farming, along with roads and power lines. However, Senator Marshall and other Republicans say greater protections aren't needed and the government instead should rely on voluntary conservation efforts already in place. Five people were injured in an accident just after 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2011 Ford Explorer driven by Carla Lynn Wessel, 71 of Selden, was westbound on U.S. 24 at County Road 26 when the driver failed to yield and rear-ended a 2008 Ford Edge driven by Vicki Darlene St. Clair, 65 of Stockton, who was stopped in a construction zone. EMS transported Wessel, a passenger in the Explorer, Leslie L. Paulson, 68 of Selden, in St. Clair, and two passengers in the Edge identified as Jacqueline Merlin Werner, 77 of Plainville, and Vonda K. Pfeiffer, 58 of Stockton, to Citizens Medical Center. All five were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $14,671.50 in the April grant cycle, and these funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported DSNWK, which received $2,171.50 to be used to replace outdated technology in their group homes and Frontier Developmental Center in Norton. Upgrades include tablets that will provide opportunities for distance learning, conferencing, and telemedicine, as well as hardware and network equipment to improve workflow and efficiency for staff. The Norton Girl Scouts Troop 10425 received $4,000 to attend the National Girl Scout Convention in Orlando, Florida in July 2023. Girls from across the country will gather to celebrate and work towards their mission of building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And the funds will help with the costs of flights, lodging, and convention fees for the seven local girls who are attending. K-State Research and Extension Twin Creeks District received $500 for planning a program aimed at helping landowners understand invasive plant encroachment of usable grassland areas. The goal is for participants to be aware of options to control and monitor invasive and noxious plants like Easter red cedar, honey locust, musk thistle, Canada thistle, and soapweed. And people interested in the program can contact Keith Van Skyke at kvan@ksu.edu. The Norton County Health Department received $2,500 in funding to help purchase a spot vision screener. This handheld portable device will be used during physicals to detect vision problems in children as young as 6 months of age, compared to the old-fashioned way of using an eye chart, which isn't effective in children who cannot read letters or name shapes. The Spot Vision machine uses lights and sounds to perform an efficient screening process and detect conditions such as myopia, hyperopia, and astigmatism. And USD 211 received $5,500 in funds to support the local JAG-K program. JAG-K is a 501c3 nonprofit that partners with public schools to offer an elective class that provides academic and other positive supports to ensure students earn their diploma. By exploring career opportunities and practicing soft skills, students are prepared to successfully transition to post-secondary education, military service, or into the workforce following their graduation. Currently, Norton's JAG-K class has around 60 students. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org. All applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge repair project on K-383 in Norton County. The bridge is located approximately 4 miles east of the Decatur County line, and during construction, traffic will be reduced to one lane and controlled by temporary traffic signals. Delays not exceeding 5 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be completed in September, conditions permitting. Northern Valley Junior High boys track coach Jim Cole reported that on Tuesday, May 2nd, the Northern Valley track team competed in the Logan Invitational Meet in Phillipsburg, saying there were 8 schools at the meet on a nice sunny spring day. The Northern Valley 6th grade boys claimed 3rd place, scoring 56 points. Cash Compton had a big day, winning 4 medals, first in the long jump, second in the 100-meter dash and 100-meter hurdles, and third in the 200. Aaron Horoshek won the silver medal in the shot and bronze in the discus, and Jaden Johns added a 2nd-place finish in the 800. The Northern Valley Junior High boys also had a good day, placing 2nd as a team with 98 points. Tate Talheim won a gold medal in the 100 hurdles, Lucas Hansen won a gold medal in the triple jump and added 3 bronze medals in the long jump, 200 and 400, Griffin McKinney won 2 medals, silver in the 200 hurdles and bronze in the shot, and Connor David had a personal record in the discus, throwing 102 feet, placing 2nd. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Have fun with a team that is more than a tire store, and it won't even seem like work. Kansas Land Tire in Norton has an immediate opening for a service truck operator and general service person. You must have a valid driver's license, and the job comes with competitive wages, 401k, insurance, and uniforms. Experience is preferred but not necessary, and Kansas Land is willing to train you. Please apply at 11101 Road E1 in Norton or call 877-5181. Kansas Land Tire is an equal opportunity employer.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The U.S. Senate Wednesday evening passed a resolution that would strike down the Biden administration's overreaching list of the lesser prairie chicken as part of the Endangered Species Act. The measure passed on a vote of 50-48, with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin voting in favor and 2 Democrats not voting. Kansas U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says the issue of the lesser prairie chicken and its status has been a discussion on the Senate floor for many years.
Range-wide studies over the last decade have shown that conservation efforts are helping bird populations in the 5 habitat states, including Kansas. So the lesser prairie chicken is a native bird to 5 states in our part of the country. And its populations are important to us in Kansas and to those other states and to the country. But what strikes me is that this administration claims that American agriculture is at the heart of needing to list the lesser prairie chicken as either an endangered species or a threatened species because agriculture is causing harm to the populations. A quote from the rule state, quote, grazing by domestic livestock is not inherently detrimental to lesser prairie chicken management and in many cases is needed to maintain appropriate vegetative structure. A pretty good paragraph to indicate the value of production agriculture when it comes to the well-being of the lesser prairie chicken. In other words, what that's saying is that agricultural management practices and voluntary conservation practices of grasslands, including grazing by ranchers, improve the habitat.
The resolution was led by Kansas Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, along with Oklahoma Senators James Lankford and Mark Wayne Mullen, West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito, and Alabama's Katie Britt. This has been a check of agriculture news. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon for much of our state as a low and warm front move in. Pretty good flow of moist air coming in from the Gulf, increasing our rain chances, especially for the eastern and central counties later this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms should hang around the eastern counties through early tomorrow, just isolated precipitation elsewhere. That's followed by well above average daytime high temperatures through the weekend. Much of Kansas in the upper 80s and a few locations will hit the 90 degree mark for the first time this season on Saturday and Sunday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is over west central Texas. We have another low moving into the panhandle and a warm front headed into our southwestern counties. Showers and thunderstorms possible across the southern and eastern counties. And a few of those storms might have large hail and damaging wind starting in the mid-afternoon and lasting into this evening. That'll be mainly in the south central counties. As moist air from the Gulf moves in, rain chances will go up for most of our state later today. The low will center on the panhandle overnight, pushing a little bit further east, keeping the showers and thunderstorms going, mainly in the central and eastern counties. Some lingering showers tomorrow morning, north and east, with precipitation becoming scattered. Much warmer tomorrow and through the weekend with lower rain chances. We can expect some upper 80s and low 90s on Saturday and Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we're expecting upper 70s to low 80s, upper 40s to low 50s for the overnight hours, upper 70s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 50s. Low to mid 70s northeast and mid 50s for the overnight, upper 70s and low 80s southwest, and tonight we're in the upper 40s and low 50s. Low to mid 70s south central, tonight mid to upper 50s, low 70s in the southeast counties, and tonight mid to upper 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and...
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780¾. December up 0.25, 799½. September corn up 12.25, 620¾. March up 10¾. August soybeans up 58½, 1678. November up 34½.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
She's the one to me.